more on car insurance.
Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can find us on the iPod app, Richie. Have you noticed that a lot of people listening to us, they get their iPod out and they go to the Doug Steffen app?
On my mornings on the way in, I turn on my app and I listen to you in the car.
Very nice with you. That's very flattering that you'd actually go out of your way to listen to this.
Would be really flattering if I were here when you were on
a participant of it. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Later on in the hour, Holland Cook, who is an expert when it comes to communication, will help you communicate better and become more successful. You will learn the 10 tips from Holland as to how to make your life better. Actually, there are 100 different ways, but he's only going to give you 10 today. He may even actually only give you 4. Depends on his mood. We'll get to him after we spend some time with my... I have friends everywhere. Richie's my friend. Jennifer's my friend. Roberta's my friend. Holland's my friend. Uri's my friend. And Uri's time is now. Hi, Uri.
Hey, hi, everyone.
So what are you doing today? I find it fascinating. When I get started with you, we'll talk about something that's certainly motivational, but I always want to know, and probably if I get started at the get-go with knowing where you are, what's going on, that helps me figure out where we're going in the conversation.
Yeah, I had the finale of my TV series in Sweden this Sunday.
Right.
And I was asked to actually predict the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, you probably never heard of it in the United States.
No.
But in Europe, it's huge. It's been going on for many years. And once a year, there are singers from about 45 countries, and there's a contest. Who is going to win? And over 1 billion people watch this show.
Wow.
So I was actually asked to predict the winning country, the singer who would impress everyone the most. And the name that came into my mind was, I mean, I couldn't even spell it. It's Azerbaijan. And I took a risk, and I wrote down Azerbaijan live on camera. We sealed it in an envelope. They put it in a glass box, which was guarded throughout the week. And then came the contest. And believe it or not, Azerbaijan won. So I stood there. Just
all right, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Here's the thing. When I hear that stuff, even from you, after decades of being able to do the same thing, how is it that you're surprised that you are not that you don't think you're as good as you are? What kind of mind motivation is that? You are that good.
No, that
yes, Mary.
You know, throughout the week, I looked at the different countries and the different songs and singers and bands. And, you know, Ireland were great. Sweden had a fantastic singer. So did Hungary and Germany. And, you know, I thought that I really did something terribly wrong when I wrote Azerbaijan. And I didn't even think of that country at all. It just hit my mind. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I spelled it wrong. And I was very surprised that, because I don't really do these things. But I was challenged, and they asked me to, you know, to do this for the finale. So I'm quite amazed. I did this once before with the World Cup in football and soccer, when I was asked by CNN to predict who will win, and I just looked into the camera and I said Brazil will win the World Cup, and I was right.
Yeah. So once again, I say to you, why is it that you think foolishly that you don't have the ability to do this? Because you do have the ability to do it. It's part of the universal law.
That is true, Dad, because if I could do it consistently, then I would be a billionaire, because I would, you know the lottery.
Well,
I would just simply...
I think that's, by the way, I think that's a ruse And we hear this all the time. Yeah, we pick out the lottery from people who are psychic or people who are sensitive or people like you who use their mind. If you were to stand, here's how this would work. If you were to stand close enough for your vibrations to affect the bubble machine those balls come out of for the lottery, then I think we'd be talking something. I don't think you can do it. I think that's the kind of stuff you have to be in proximity to the actual machine in order for it to work. Whereas with a lot of the stuff that you do, I've been witness to this, where you, when we were at the Tonight Show, and you sat out on the you sat out on the stage with Jay Leno, and everybody sent their watches down. You had fists full of watches, and you looked at the camera and said to the audience, "Everybody, one, two, three, work! One, two, three, work!" And there were people at home who couldn't, not only watches, but washing machines and coffee pots and toasters and all that other stuff. There's a difference, but I think you, if you were standing in front of the machine that did the lottery, I think that you could not fix it, but you could influence it.
Well, I once tried it decades ago in the 70s. Yeah. I walked into a casino in London, and I stood by the roulette table, and I actually believe that I have managed to influence the little ball to fall into the number that I put my money on.
Yeah.
And I won that night £17,000. That was a lot of money then.
Yeah. So that's what I'm telling you.
So I do believe that the power of the mind, you can influence, you know.
All right, but here's, let me ask you this. This is for the benefit of people who are listening and trying to figure out how they can make what you have work for them. I have guests in the studio with me today, like you always do, and they look around at stuff, and they're looking, this fellow's looking at the orange circle that's over on the mantel place above my fireplace in my studio, and that is one of the, that came from a book that you wrote, one of the many books that you wrote, that it's about fixating on an object, or in this case, a color. And that's really part of training yourself. Is it's like planting seeds before you reap the harvest. You look at it, you start thinking about it, and the more you use it, like, again, planting, if I can use that analogy, the more you sow, the more you reap. And the more you look at that, the more you're able to concentrate. I think that this is one of the blessings of your message and the ability that you get people to focus on. If they'll just focus, the problem is people won't focus.
I do believe that anyone can do this. I mean, if you create out
That's the point, but they don't because they do not focus.
Well, look, Doug, I think that my line of jewelry, which I present on QVC, I have a very successful line of jewelry because when I talk about it, I create a story around the object, whether it's a ring or an earring or a bracelet or a necklace. And obviously the person next to me is the QVC presenter who sells the jewelry. But when I talk about a ring, I ask everyone at home to look at it as a tool for your mind.
Yeah.
And believe that when you wear the ring or the earring or the bracelet, you must think positive. And I tell them to touch the ring. It's tactile. When you touch it, visualize, do mini meditations. And it really does help. I get hundreds and hundreds of emails from people who have acquired my line of jewelry. And my goodness, the positive things that come out of just wearing them. And the explanation is really, it's not the jewelry that emits the energy or the good luck, but it's your mind that creates it.
So I'm going to go one step further with you on this. And this is only because I know you as well as I do, but I would, you mention it every once in a while. One of the reasons that you're successful, one of the reasons it's sort of like whatever that law is,
the law of attraction.
Okay, yeah. You give away a lot of things. You are charitable, and you're not poor. You might be worth a lot more money if you'd have done things differently, but it's not like we're going to have a benefit for you at the end of the year. But even in the face of a declining value of investments or whatever, we all have lost value to a certain extent, whether it's the value of my time on the radio or value of land or value of services, it's you have to settle for less these days. And even in the face of that, you are still as generous as you ever have been. And I think that's part of what makes this work for you and what you urge other people. I don't think you urge it by saying, look, give and you shall receive. But I think you demonstrate by the way you live your life, and that's what works the most. The best way to provide somebody with an example or provide somebody with an inspiration is to show them what to do, and that's what you
do. Look, Doug, I believe that life is about people and friendship, and if you don't have people you're close to, then everything else you have doesn't count.
Yeah.
And you know, just our friendship is energy. To me, it's so much bigger and more powerful than the financials of life. And I go according to the law that I keep bringing up almost in every program that we speak about, is the attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
So if you can put yourself in that mode, in the mood of attitude of gratitude,
mm-hmm.
then you realize that, okay, your house lost value, things are not going good for you, financially it's terrible, and the outlook, especially in the States, and correct me if I'm wrong, is not good.
Not good.
But then you reflect on others in other countries who live miserably, who have to go into rubbish dumps to find food, then you'll understand that, hey,
it's all relative.
Cannot complain.
Yeah, it's all relative. All right, check out Uri's website.
The question to ask yourself is this. If life would let you attempt to do something that you knew would not fail, what would it be? If that answer comes into your mind quickly, then go for it. Mm-hmm. Do that something.
Yeah.
Do it. Do not delay, because the universe does not like delays. All these opportunities that pass you by every day, the people who are successful are the ones that can recognize that opportunity and grab it.
Yeah. One of the things that, before we run out of time, Stephen Hawking yesterday or the day before said, there is no afterlife, there's no heaven, there's no hell, and people who believe in an afterlife are foolish. Now, this is supposedly the smartest man on the planet. He may be smart in some ways. I'm not sure he's as smart as he thinks he is, at least when it comes to this sort of thing. You?
Oh,
every day.
Did you ask me a question?
Hear that. Yeah, no, I was wondering about Stephen Hawking, who is the...
Yeah. Well, that's his opinion. Come on.
Yeah.
I always throw this back. Can 7 billion people be wrong? I doubt it.
Yeah.
7 billion people on this planet believe that there is an afterlife, that there is something out there, that there is a creator. And those skeptics... some of them who are totally close-minded, who are cynics or atheists and agnostics, I don't fight them. You know, it's their opinion. So be it. But how can you say that there's no afterlife when Albert Einstein proved with E equals MC squared that everything is made from energy in the universe, and energy cannot be destroyed?
Yeah. All right. We've got lots of good energy here. Uri Geller's website provides you with lots of information about ways to you use yourself to relieve whatever your problems are. Work on them yourself with some of the inspiration. Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Talk to you next week, Uri. 20 after on Good Day.
Move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There actually is, you know, a Hotel California. You knew that, Richie, right?
I've seen it. I wanted to stay there, but
you drove by it the other day, probably, when you were in Santa Monica.
And when I was in Santa Monica last week, I actually looked at staying there. But you know, I know it's not like a big nice place.
No, it's a cool,
like
a but it's a very place. Cool place.
But it's expensive, man.
Yeah.
What, $375 a night
for the Hotel California in Santa Monica?
Yeah.
Good God, I stayed there.
They said it had been redone.
Well, maybe it had been. I haven't seen it. Yeah, there was. I stayed across the street from it. There's a little side alley there off of Ocean where I spent one of my winters there before I had a house. That was the winter of, let's see, what was that? The winter of Nancy Skinner, as a matter of fact, I think. I remember my winters. Okay, anyway, enough of that. This is, we're not talking about...
Stay there once, though.
That Hotel California.
Yeah.
The Eagles earned a gold record for this song. This was this date, 1977. Second of three gold record singles for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. What are the other two? Here's the music trivia question, 800-510-8255. The Eagles got a gold record for Hotel California. They had two other gold record singles. The million sellers are A and B. 800-510-8255. All right, there's a little controversy. It depends on whether we're talking about singles or albums. Either of those things will work. All right, number one songs... by the Eagles, Best of My Love and One of These Nights. They did not get to the million seller mark. People might pick them up, but I'm giving you that much of a hint. 'Twas neither, and those were great songs. Best of My Love is one of the great, I think that's maybe my favorite Eagles song.
That's a great song.
One of These Nights is also a great song. They are not the two that join this song you're listening
to
now.
So you're looking for the singles.
I'm looking for the singles, the other million-selling singles from the Eagles. What are they? 800-510-8255. Can you handle that?
Yep.
In a minute, Peter Greenberg will join us as we get closer to the summer driving season. Are you prepared for emergencies when you drive? You have a fire extinguisher. I just went about the business of buying a dozen fire extinguishers for all the trucks.
Yeah.
I have them in the trucks.
I've seen the trucks you drive. It's a great idea.
Yeah, no kidding.
Excuse me?
Apparently the state thought it was a great idea, too. Isn't that the reason you're buying them is because...
well, I had a little problem
with
it. There was a constabulary who decided he was going to teach me a lesson. So I had two, let's see, we had a total of $4,000 in fines.
Whatever happened with that?
I went to court, sat there for about 2.5 hours and went to see the constabulary. And I proceeded to tell him that under the law, I wasn't really required to do it. But then I watched his body language. He didn't really want to have me tell him that. So he said, I'm not going to fine you as long as you'll assure me that you will get done what needs to be done. And I said, Your Honor, I will be happy to do that. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
It's just a good idea.
Adios. It is a good idea.
It's prudent.
Right. It's very prudent, Richie.
Yes.
Very prudent. All right. 800-510-8255. Name either one or both of the million sellers. In addition to Hotel California, the Eagles had 3 million-selling singles. I told you the best of my love and one of these nights, not the two. Let's see if Kevin's got this figured out in El Paso, KTSM. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, Doug.
How are you doing?
I listen to your program every day.
Let's have a round of applause for Kevin.
Yay! Good job.
All right. So Charlotte's all excited about that. What are the names of the two songs?
Well, it's my favorite Eagles song ever recorded, Peaceful, Easy Feeling. And the other one I believe to be Tequila Sunrise.
No, neither of them.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, when you hear it, it's going to be obvious.
Kevin, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. What are the other two songs that were number ones for the Eagles? This is a great song, no question about it.
Oh, yeah.
800-510-8255. Holland Cook will join us in a few moments. 28 after on Good Day. Sorry to hit the post, Richie.
Yeah, I know.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's almost summer driving season, but are you really prepared for an emergency? There are some supplies you should always have on hand in your car. Of course, you should always carry a flashlight, extra batteries, a first aid kit, and emergency automotive supplies. But then there are some items that people often overlook. Sure, emergency cash is always a good idea, but don't forget to keep a supply of quarters. In some cases, a payphone may be your only option. And yes, there's still a few of those around. Non-perishable food and bottled water is a must, but don't forget to replace the water every 6 to 12 months. It doesn't expire, but long-term, a hot car can cause plastics to leach into the water. Now, your car radio won't help if you can't turn it on, so a battery-operated radio is a good backup, or consider a CB radio like the truckers use. No matter how you travel, don't forget to carry a laminated card with emergency phone numbers, a list of allergies to any drugs or food, and a copy of your health insurance and ID cards. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's now 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us in a moment is a friend of mine named Holland Cook, who is a survival specialist. He was chosen as the runner-up to Jeff Probst to do the Survivor show. In the meantime,
more like on Man v. Food.
and the food loses.
You're right.
800-510-8255. However, we have a listener challenge at the moment. The Eagles and Hotel California, one of their three gold record singles. What are the other two? 800-510-8255. Bernadette is in Melbourne, WMEL. I'm reminded Mary never called us back, Richie, did she?
She did not.
The space thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's upset. I hope she's not upset with me. All right, anyway, Bernadette, hi.
Hi, Doug. I only know one, Lion Eyes.
No, that's not one of them. Interesting.
Oh, it isn't. Oh.
No. Yeah.
Anyway.
Richie is...
Doug, I sent you a book, Raw Truth, about raw milk, but they sent it back. I was wondering if Michael could give me the right address. It's a very interesting book.
Michael will give you, for that book, Michael will give you the right address. All right,
okay.
Bernadette, hold on just
okay.
a second. Michael, take care of it, will you please? What's the matter with Michael, Richie?
Hmm.
Yes. Chris is in, what is the name of this town in Arkansas?
Blytheville.
Blytheville.
Yeah.
All right. They abbreviated it for government work purposes.
There you go.
All right. So what do you think?
I only have one also. I think it's Take It Easy.
No.
See, that's what
nobody's getting
Absolutely.
These.
Absolutely. I would have thought Take It Easy.
Right. Not Take It Easy. Did very well, but nope. Not the right answer, Chris. Thank you. Brian's in Palestine, Texas. Hi, Brian.
How are you doing?
Well, and you, sir?
Doing good.
That's good. What do you think? One or both of the million sellers are in addition to Hotel California for the Eagles?
Desperado.
Nope.
That's a good guess.
That's a good guess. A lot of great guesses here, but not the right ones. All right. Mike's taking a shot from Pensacola. We know it's not Desperado. What else do you have, Mike?
I would say Heartache Tonight.
Nope. Oh, wait a minute. Heartache is one of them.
Yeah.
Yes, Heartache Tonight is one of them. All right. Do you want to take a shot at the other one? We've been through a lot of them.
Witchy Woman.
Witchy Woman.
See, that's a great guess.
Yes, not the right one, though. But give him credit for giving one of them right. Mike, hold on just a second.
Can we give everybody a hint?
What?
The two songs are not on their, which is the best-selling album of all time behind Thriller, not on their Greatest Hits 1 album, but both songs are on their Greatest Hits 2 album.
All right. There you go, Richie. Cindy is in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN. Hi, Cindy.
Hi there.
How are you?
Pretty good.
That's good to hear. So what do you think the other song is? Heartache Tonight is one. What's the other one?
Life in the Fast Lane?
You know, another good one.
I know their greatest hits one album.
Yeah. It just shows you how good their music
it's
is.
Amazing.
How many songs we recognize, but not the right one.
All right, so let's go ahead and give away the first one.
All right, so the last one, the other one, it's number one is Hotel California. Number two, Heartache Tonight. New Kid in Town. Number three, Mission
Summer.
One
of my faves.
For the Eagles.
Cindy B. Schmidt.
All right.
Love it.
So that is good for the brain matter. Get the brain matter going. Here to also help us in that department is Holland Cook, who, among other things, trains talk radio hosts. Now, Richie,
sit. Roll over.
Okay. So here's for those of you, I talk about Holland from time to time because he's actually somebody I care a great deal about and a very good guy. He's been involved in this business about as long as I have. And he's done all kinds of things. A jock like I was, a management guy, I'm willing to go back in history just a moment to an event in New York City. Holland is on the podium at the Talkers Convention, and I'm sitting next to him. And somehow or other, the amount of time I have been client of Holland's here and there over the course of my history.
I was Doug's long-suffering consultant at this point.
Yes, right.
Giving him sound advice over and over and over.
And so somebody asked you in the audience how much of your advice I listened to. You remember?
Like, what percent of the advice you give Doug does he actually implement?
Uh-huh. And you remember the answer?
Yeah, I said, well, we're up into double digits now.
So, that's not bad.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty proud of you, Dougie.
Yeah, but that's what a consultant does.
That's right.
And
exactly.
We're all about to gather again because once a year in New York, there's this big convention where talk hosts from all across the USA.
I don't know, around the world, there are people that came from Australia last year to that, some South America. I think there were some South Africans that were.
Yeah, they just can't turn the air conditioning down cool enough because everybody's talking at the same time.
Exactly.
About 45 minutes in that room, and I feel like I'm bleeding from the ears.
Yeah. Now, last night you were on the Ed Show, but Ed wasn't there.
No,
MSNBC.
I was on MSNBC. We were talking about talk radio, of course.
Right.
Yeah. And that's where
the... But that's one of the big things. Michael Harrison talks about this all the time. Talk radio is not this cabal of left-winging and left-leaning and right-wing talk hosts, but the news media likes to... It's comfortable and convenient for them to put all of this stuff that's done. I used to do some of the... stuff that was right of center, I guess.
Well, that's the caricature. You know, I'm right, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I talk, you listen. Democrats bad, Republicans good.
Right.
But in fact, that's about 5% of what people are listening to.
Right.
The stuff you talk about day in and day out is more representative of what really concerns people. You know, you talk about life. But the caricature has become Rush Limbaugh. And face it, you know, in 1990, social media was AM radio.
Yeah.
Today, people don't need radio to talk. They can tweet and Twitter and gather, you know, cyber somewhere without us.
Wait a minute. Hold on it. Did you get that, Richie? Cyber somewhere. I think that's it. That's the new Facebook, the new Twitter.
Don't bother Rich. He's registering the domain name.
Right.
I just got it.
You got it?
I just grabbed it.
I own it. It was my idea originally.
That's where all of this survivalspeech.com came from because effective communication skills are not just for people who communicate for a living. We all end up doing all the things we do better if we can convey better. And the problem today is, and I say this very carefully to talk radio hosts because they'll take it the wrong
lovingly
way. The problem today is that nobody's listening. Everybody's so preoccupied with survival. I just paid $4 plus up on Route 9 to gas up the Beetle.
Yeah.
You know, we're just trying to get through our 88 item to-do list every day that I swear we're hearing every third word.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that you're going to get through your to-do list better is by speaking more clearly, making sure that the dozens of transactions you make in the course of a day go well, because what's normal now is, huh?
Right. You know? And that's because you can't hear somebody on the other end of the cell phone.
Yeah, well, there's that too, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just is.
How do you feel when you're trying to talk to somebody face-to-face and they're texting? We've all multitasked.
You know, I met this, I'm going to tell this story. I met a woman about a month and a half ago named Andrea Metcalf, who I took an instant liking to. She's a fitness person and travels on television all the time, travels around the country. She's doing a segment now on this program. We were having a meeting in New York because we wanted to help her put sort of her business stuff together. And she's having a meeting with us, but she's on her computer doing a bunch of other stuff. And she looked at me and she said, "Don't mind me, I'm a multitasker." So I called her later in the day to talk about something that we were trying to get done. And I could tell by listening, she was at the airport and she was doing something. I said, "So you're multitasking again, right?" Now, I don't know her well enough, but we hit it off. We have a good relationship, enough for me to give her a little zinger. But she is one of those people. The reason I tell the story is because she is one of those people who's listening, but she's very good at it. She really is listening, but she's also sending somebody else a message. And it's okay for her because it works for her, but it is distracting for other people.
Yes.
Who want to have your attention.
Your day is a series of transactions, a series of negotiations, and time is fleeting and everybody's preoccupied.
But so, why? Only because they're so preoccupied with nothingness. I mean, how many people spend what time on tweet and Twitter and Facebook?
We've cluttered our lives with that, but look at the real issues. Go walk through the grocery store. A lot of things cost twice as much as they did a year ago because the cost of delivering them rose with the cost of gasoline. And people are literally in survival mode today.
All right, so how do you advise people who are using this technology? You said you got to listen, but you admitted that only one out of every three words is heard. So do you have to make sure that third word is the right word? How do you make that work for you?
Speaking clearly, and I've got pages and pages and pages of specific advice at survivalspeech.com. And if you have time, I've got some specific tips for job seekers, because lately this is a real world issue. There are so many more applicants than there are positions open. It's a hellish numbers game, a process of elimination. You're trying not to be eliminated. And I have,
all right, now, did they tell you at MSNBC you had 60 seconds to do this?
I have a fabulous radio prize for your listeners as well.
Do you?
Because the ultimate negotiation is complaining.
Perfect.
And complaining effectively will accomplish more than just hollering at someone and then walking away.
Yeah.
And I have the ultimate complaint.
Wait, hold on just a second. Did you notice the enthusiasm in that yeah?
No.
Guess who that yeah is aimed at?
All right. Scoff now. But I will share with your listeners the actual complaint letter that I sent to the CEO of a major airline.
Oh, I've seen that.
After I was mishandled.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're ever complaining to an airline, use the word mishandled because it's an industry term. You're speaking shorthand.
It's like baggage.
If you say mishandled.
But see, really? I want to be mishandled.
But I will show you the letter that I wrote to the CEO of the airline, and not one, but two letters that he dispatched executive-level people to promptly write me back and stuff the envelopes with free tickets and upgrades and coupons and other apologies.
Oh, perfect.
And that's all. You can actually download all three letters, which I submit are a clinic in effective complaining, if you go to survivalspeech.com, and then you just click on, as mentioned on radio.
Really? How clever.
So there's that. But this is merely an example. Most people, when they complain, they really just want to holler at somebody and stomp off. That is not survival speech. That's not effective communication. What you want to do is solve the problem for yourself.
Fix the problem.
And help the person who wronged you avoid doing so to others. And that's how we're all going to get along a little
bit. I sat on an airplane this past week, Holland, next to a guy, an older guy, and all he knew how to do was whine and complain.
Ugh.
Wine and vomit.
Hey, in my work coaching talk hosts, I'll cut them to the quick by, we listen to a recording of a show they've done recently. Yeah. And then I'll say, how would you like to be seated next to you on a long flight?
Perfect. All right. Check out survivalspeech.com. He's blogging specific advice for making the conversations that you have every day more effective, especially if you're in business, you're a salesperson. This is very usable stuff. survivalspeech.com. And if you have the ability to hang around or stick around, Holland's going to spend some time with us in the next hour as well. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken Kronhaus visits with us next here on Good Day.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance.
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here, brought to you by the folks that present to you the Body Bio Report. The Body Bio Report, we all know it's very important to take your vitamins and eat well. But how do you really know if your body is working at its peak? Ken and I spent over an hour with a fellow who runs Body Bio yesterday, talking about the results of my tests. And that's not really why we're here. Just interesting. Ken's had it done, the Body Bio Report. I've had it done now. And so from that conversation, what did we learn that we can pass on to people? In other words, why is it important for people to send a blood test or get a blood test done by Body Bio Report? What comes at the end of the line, Ken?
More information about how to keep yourself healthy through natural means. Even a guy like you who takes a lot of supplements, there's still a lot of information there. You still needed some fine-tuning. This is a way to scientifically determine exactly which supplements you're lacking so you don't go into the grocery store or the health food store blindly.
All right. So Ken thinks this is a way, and I think, and you'll think once you go through it, it's not complicated. It's evidence-based, it's safe, it's natural, it's your way toward better health. You want to know that you're eating the right things, or if you're supplementing, you're taking the right things. You can spend, listen, nobody knows better than me how much it costs to have 30-some-odd supplements in your life. And what he told me, Ken, is I need about half of what I'm taking under the circumstances. So there's some serious money to be saved there. Even if we like the nutritional supplements, they are expensive. So you'll save money if you spend a couple of bucks having the Body Bio Report done. Go to bodybioreport.com, enter the code Dr. Ken. You'll save 20% on your order. Bodybioreport.com, use the code D-R-K-E-N. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Ken, this is a story at DougSteffen.com today about a blood test determining how long you will live. Speaking of blood tests, what do you make of that?
Yes, Doug, more news about blood tests. This is a real thing. It's going to be coming out this summer. It's not like the blood tests that we're used to getting where we measure something in our blood. This is actually going to be a genetic test where we measure the length of your telomeres. The telomeres are the caps, the ends of the gene, of the chromosome, and you're born with long ones. And as you age, these things whittle down. They get shorter and shorter. And this is a way to measure how long you're going to live on planet Earth.
Would you have it done?
Well, I have it done. I don't know whether I really want to know because there's nothing I can do about it. Mm-hmm. I like to do a test if there's something I can do, but I know there are a lot of people who are eager to have this test.
Really? That's a good question, isn't it, though? Would you have this test done? Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by BodyBioReport.com. 51 after on Good Day.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Why? We have talked about the Brat Pack a lot lately.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Well, I think part of it is Rob Lowe and his book has brought attention, sort of circled back around to the Brat Pack, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And this is from the movie, one of the movies, The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Was this their, this wasn't the first one, though.
This was the this was not the first Brat Pack movie, but this was the first big one, because 16 Candles and some of those were before this, but this was the first one where they were all together.
Ah, okay.
And really, really created the Brat Pack phenom.
All right, so Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds. From the movie Breakfast Club. This was the number one movie and the number one song, interestingly enough, during this week in 1985. Movie Music's... why did I make that plural? I don't know. I did that. It's Movie Music. Gets us into the Chucker contest and appearance. Chuck Curry is here, and his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, is something you can check out at DougStefan.com. Matter of fact, we got a contest here about the number one movie during this week in 1991 that Chucker will get right away. And he'd be happy to tell us about that and other movie news. Let's do the contest, Richie, with the three pieces of audio first. You get the answer, you figure it out. 800-510-8255. If you're the first person that gets in, haven't won a Movie Moments before, get the right movie, you are the winner. Here's the first clue.
The simplest way to put it, I have problems.
Don't know it.
Chucker. Chucker, you know it?
No, I do not.
Don't you? All right. Next clue, Richie.
Excuse me, Phil, but with these particular symptoms, is Prozac the right choice?
Got it.
Got it. Chucker, you got it?
I know. I got it, yeah.
That's Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Don't give it away.
I'm not giving it away. I just said it was Bill Murray. I didn't tell you what the name of the movie was.
If I said that, you would have been mad.
I would have, but this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and I can get away with that, Jennifer.
All right.
Last clip.
You think he's gone? He's not gone. Yeah. That's the whole point. He's never gone.
Is this some radical new therapy?
Yeah.
Isn't that Dreyfus?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. See, I've never seen this movie, but I know who these two guys are.
It was a good one.
But it's fun.
Annoying? I find Murray annoying. I don't like Murray. You know that.
Reportedly, that was a very tough shoot, as those two did not get along at all.
Really?
What a shock.
Yeah.
I can't imagine those two being any further apart.
Bill Murray has a history of not getting along with too many people when he makes movies.
Yeah. All right. So you name it and you claim it as far as the prize is concerned. 800-510-8255. Chukra has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Moms are powerful role models for daughters, especially for health and nutrition. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The Like Mother, Like Daughter Health Legacy Summit brought together an esteemed panel of moms, daughters, and health experts, including Jenna Bush Hager and Family Circle Editor-in-Chief Linda Fears, to discuss the important role moms play as their child's health and nutrition role model, including research that shows when moms drink more low-fat milk, their daughters are likely to do the same. Family Circle Editor-in-Chief Linda Fears.
As moms, we need to realize how much influence we have, especially in helping our daughters establish healthy relationships with food. From the food and beverages we put on the table to our own relationship with weight and eating, moms are powerful role models for a generation of healthier girls.
With awareness, knowledge, and skills, moms can pass on new legacies of healthier food and beverages, body relationships, and more physical activity to daughters and all future generations. For more on role modeling healthy behaviors, visit facebook.com/milkmustache or whymilk.com.
There it is. Whyrawmilk.com might be better. All right, Richie. Why am I asking
Dudley.
For something?
Chucker.
Movie news time. See, we did this yesterday without you, so I wasn't used to you not being here.
I want to start with some TV news, just some random thoughts. ABC canceled its Sunday night show, Brothers and Sisters, after four seasons. The ratings eroded to around 7 million off from around 12 million where it started 4 years ago. I must admit, I'm disappointed. I like the show. CW ended its Smallville TV series on Friday night after 10 years on the air.
Yeah.
The two-hour final, I thought it was very good. I liked it a lot. Of all the films, Doug, being released this summer, I think J.J. Abrams' Super 8, which is really a homage to Spielberg of the 1980s. It's some sort of monster movie. A lot of the storyline is not being given away in trailers. I think it looks fantastic.
You do.
And there emerges a big sleeper hit of the season. It comes out on June 10th. It stars Kyle Chandler of Friday Night Lights. That guy is a very good talent, and NBC decided not to bring its Wonder Woman pilot to TV series. It was produced by David E. Kelly.
The biggest disgrace is that they canceled Law & Order L.A., which is actually started to turn out to be a fairly decent show. All right, here's Yvonne. Yvonne, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Okay, I think it's Beverly Hills.
No, ma'am, it's not. Brad, what do you think the movie is? Brad.
Oh, sorry. What about Bob?
God, these people. Take a nap some other time, will you? Hold on a minute. You're right. 59 past the hour.